All right.
I also wanted to add about the Labrador Land Protectors. We know that in the media that they in the courts they've recently been acquitted, had charges dropped, but unfortunately that is great. That even this colonial court system is on our side. We know that we are in the right in trying to defend this, you know, Wet'suwet'en land and all of the in all of Indigenous land across Turtle Island. My cousin Justin Brake was the journalist who got arrested trying to cover that story.
Shame, exactly.
So to see that the way that you know he as a journalist was dragged through the court system, and all of those land protectors were dragged through the court system, and even now that they've had the charges dropped or acquitted or what have you, there's still thousands of dollars in debt trying to deal with that process, and all of the burden of years of turmoil going through the court system simply for trying to defend the land and defend the water. It's appalling. And I'm so grateful that all of you are here to show your support, to be able to lend that solidarity, because it really does go a long way, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. And
You can clearly see that the RCMP, that the government knows that they're doing something wrong by detaining protesters, because they build a human wall with police around them and try to separate any type of media, including Indigenous people, with their phones filming. They try to take people's phones. They try to block all forms of media from getting out because they don't want to see the brutality that people are facing. If that was to happen again today, I'm going to need everybody to haul out their phones, break out that data package, and film as much as possible, because we want everyone to have eyes on us.
Yes.
The floating title, there's really nothing natural to it, unless you count the fisheries, which, you know, he will have helped kill when a pipe breaks and destroys our land and ocean. But we are here more so to, and I think I can speak for most of us, our primary goal is to highlight the level of disrespect that Indigenous people have been facing. Their lands have been occupied, and they have been arrested in large numbers. I think I read that there was 27 people arrested in Toronto just yesterday, and we're looking at more arrests again today. There has been lots of occupying offices across Canada. I think for us here, this is a very good first step, but this is nowhere near done.
And yeah, Wilalio to everyone for being here today and for all of your support. I also want to say Wilalio to the journalists that are here, because I know that at the Wet'suwet'en territory, a number of journalists have been forcefully removed from the land so that they cannot report on what is happening in Wet'suwet'en. It is very important that you folks as journalists are here covering this story, and that we are all here to help tell that story, because it is a story that does need to be told. We've talked a lot about reconciliation over the last few years, and unfortunately, the commitments of reconciliation have not yet been lived up to. And that's why we're here today. We're occupying, and that's why we're about to start assembling our own pipeline, because we have the authority, just as Seamus O'Regan has the authority, to set up a pipeline on Wet'suwet'en lands. We have a pipeline to set up a, we have the authority to set up a pipeline in this office, because the Wet'suwet'en territory is unceded. This is not Canadian jurisdiction. The Supreme Courts have upheld that, and if the government was serious about reconciliation, then they would recognize that as well. So that's why we're here, that we Minister Seamus O'Regan has the capacity to put this all to an end, and we hope that we can have that conversation. We hope that that is something that does happen, and that's why we're here. So, Wilalieg, Gesulu, thank you all so much for being here. Thank you.
For those asking how long we're going to be here today, it's really a matter of how long we can stay until we're comfortable. So, get in right cozy. I brought a board game. I brought a pack of cards. We have food. We can camp out here for days.
We have food and snacks. We have a few picnic blankets. We should make sure to put the pipeline in the most obstructive, difficult place, preferably next to the water bubbler. To make sure that it pollutes our water source.
I think it'll at least fit all the way down the...
Oh, definitely.
Probably also over the top of these desks.